Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Tank Slappers podcast. I'm your host Lewis Duncan, and joining me today is 2020 MotoGP World Champion Joan Mir and the 2020 MotoGP winning crew chief Frankie Carcetti. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks, Lewis. Pleasure.
Perfect. Well, of course, Joan's is a former guest on the Tank Slappers podcast, so welcome back, Joan. Let's just start with, obviously, we've had pre-season testing. How are you guys feeling coming into the season? Of course, you know, a whole new thing for the two of you being the guys with the target on your back.
The pre-season testing was not so bad. I think that we tried a lot of things. We probably missed the last day to test a little bit more and more relaxed than the first 3 days, because we test a lot of things and we only got 1 day to be more relaxed and focus on the race. No, so for our part, I think that we miss 1 day, but we have the feeling we are strong, probably not the strongest ones, but we are not far.
It was a good test. It's very different to the normal, because obviously you have 3 days in Sepang and then 3 days in Qatar, so it was very different and almost monotonous because it's at the same track. I think Joanne said it perfectly. We had the best plan on paper. We saved probably more tyres than anyone else for the last day, but unfortunately the weather was terrible. And you know, for the guys in Japan, it was really important to test a lot of new parts, even some for 2022. So it was quite intense.
Yeah, indeed. Like you said, of course, you were testing a lot of stuff and you only had 4 days, essentially. After such an intense season last year, you come into this one again with a sort of different mindset. Have you had to change how you approach the season now that it's more normal as such?
Well, I think that we start with the same approach. I think that we will be wrong if we change something, because last year we managed the situation in a good way. So what changed a bit this year is that we already won one title and we have that experience. So I think that everything that will come now will be better than last year.
Yeah, nothing changes. One thing we had, and this was very from the first season anyway, we concentrate on sort of what's in front of us and don't look too far in the future. So even in the testing, we were concentrating on the tests, not so worried about, you know, making the fastest lap time or the race. And it'll be the same approach when we get to the race. You got to get through day one. You know, everything has its challenges, then qualifying, and then probably will be the first time you actually think about the race. So I think the format sort of goes to our approach anyway.
Obviously, last year was a big season for Joan winning the World Championship. And we've talked a lot to Joan over the winter about, you know, his thoughts and feelings about it. But Frankie, I wanted to get your thoughts about what you saw of Joan and, you know, how proud you were of the growth you've seen of him over the past 2 seasons. And what do you think we can expect from him this year? Because, you know, after such a rapid rise, there can't be too far left for him to, you know, grow as such.
I think Joan as a rider, but also us as a team, I mean, we were both rookies. We were both learning, and I think there's much more to come. To be honest, we never think too far ahead either with the development. We know where we have to work. We know, you know, there's, I know it's not a word we like to use much, but margin. There's certain things that we can for sure perform or do better. I think what we've done is just sort of touch the base, especially with the Suzuki. You know, there's some items we've never even touched for the first time in testing, trying to understand a little bit more, because we had the sort of mentality, okay, the base package is so good. There's no need to deviate too far. And bit by bit, even during the season, difficult to say what we did, but certain elements or parts that we slowly changed and actually sort of tried on day one. And like I said, I think we've just touched the base, really. I think there's a lot more that's still possible.
And Joan, you know, how The relationship between rider and crew chief is obviously very important. How is that relationship between you and Frank? How does it compare to other crew chiefs? And it looks like you two have such a fantastic dynamic.
Yeah, because it looks like we work a lot of years before, no? Not only 2 years. I think that because it happened a lot of things to us in these 2 years, we just struggle a lot in a lot of races the first year, and also we lived a difficult injury in the first year. Then we also leave a world championship win. So this experience always make the relationship stronger and stronger. And I think that we fit really well also with the rest of the crew members. I think that we make a good team. And at the end, this I think is so important. Frankie knows so well that might be one of the most important things to have a great atmosphere inside the box. So I think that is something that we have. Yeah.
Mm, absolutely. Like the MotoGP documentary about your season has shown just how great, you know, you two work. And which I guess a lot of that was quite a surprise from what you saw of conversations and things like that. I guess you didn't really expect a lot of what was shown.
Yeah. Some conversations I didn't expect to be showed, but anyway, it's okay.
Let's look ahead to this season a little bit, because of course, you know, it's MotoGP and it's crazy, and it's, you know, there's so many guys that could be competitive. You know, who are you looking at coming into these first races, Juan, after testing? Is the guys thinking, oof, you know, I've got to watch out for them. These are the guys that are going to be big. Or do you look at it as sort of everyone's, it doesn't matter who it is, everyone's a challenger?
Well, in the last years, the competitiveness of MotoGP is so unbelievable, no? Everyone is so close. A lot of people really strong. In this test, we could see also that a lot of people were able to be really strong. Maybe the last step always is so difficult, that tenth, to improve that tenth per lap, and that then there are not so many riders on that 2 tenths. But in 3 tenths, there are a lot of riders, no? And this means that this year will be tough, but we are ready.
And Frankie, I've always wanted to know, obviously riders look at other riders and think, you know, they can evaluate performances. Do you look at sort of rider crew chief pairings and new ones coming into the season and think, oh, that looks quite good, or I'm not sure if that'll work?
No, probably never. But what I would say is I'm probably quite bad at analysing the timesheets, the sectors, trying to understand where we're fast, where we're slow. But I mean, last year was a perfect example. I mean, don't quote me, but I think the three podium were fourth, 15th and 17th in the test. So that says you've got to take a little bit with a pinch of salt, because you don't know what people are doing. And I think it was Dovi that was 17th in the test. So, you know, and I think he led nearly every lap of the race. So you analyze, try to understand. You might pick something up, strengths, weaknesses. But to be honest, you don't look at any particular rider. It's more, there might be someone fast in one sector that you go, okay, we've got to improve here to sort of match.
Mm-hmm. And in saying that, is it more like instead of trying to beat them, it's more, do you have to look at the lap overall and think, you know, there's half faster here, but we're faster in this sector, so don't lose so much time, you know, trying to beat them in that one sector?
Yeah, it's a balance. Sometimes you might modify something and lose some performance in another area. But what you want to be is strong in all four sectors, for instance, at this track. Not always, but you tend to find, we had it a little bit with Joanne last year. Sometimes there was one corner or one sector, but you've got to remember that part of it was, he's just come from, it was Moto3 2-3 years ago. So he has much less, I don't think he's even done 100 GPs. He can confirm that, but a lot less experience than the other riders. So sometimes it does highlight maybe a corner or an area that, you know, there's margin to improve.
And your game, Joan, is there one thing in particular this year you think you want to really improve over last year? Or again, is it a sort of process, a gradual process of everything?
It's a gradual process. I think we have to improve that it's clear that the qualifying, no? This is something that we know that is something that we have to improve to make the races a bit easier. That last year we took a lot of risk, and if you want to fight for a championship, is not really good that risk, no? So is more for that than I think that we are capable to start in third or fourth row and at the end fight for the win. This is something that we showed last year, but it will be not always fine, no? It can happen a lot of things starting from the back, and we have to solve this problem, yeah.
And I think I've got time for one more question. So this can be a yes or no answer if you like, but this is for both of you. Are you ready to defend your world championship?
Both of us are ready. That's it. I make the answer for both. We are ready.
Fantastic. Yeah, I think we were ready about 3 days after the last season finished.
No, probably not that. Not Frankie. We
week,
need a couple days more. For the hangover.
Wow, fantastic. That's exactly the answer we were looking for. Guys, Frankie, Joan, thank you so much for your time, and good luck for next weekend. Good luck for the season. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be here with us.
Thanks, Lewis. Thank you very much.